guys who brave the rain. Thank you so much for coming. And it's just great to be able to sing to the Lord no matter what time and how the weather is. So, would anyone like to open us in a word of prayer before we get started? And we'll have a little bit more announcements.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. As Chrissy said, thank you for bringing us out here safely in the rain, and thank you for just the opportunity, Lord, to sing your glory, Lord. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for Chrissy and just all the hard work that she puts into it, and also Ricky and Julie, Lord. I mean, it's wonderful to have the individual parts on the recorder. We're just thankful, Lord, for just the talent that our leaders provide us, and just the ability, Lord, to just sing, to glorify you, Lord. I pray that you would just be with us today. Help us to just do our best for you, Lord, not for us. So thank you, Father. Say this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. And I know some of you have asked for, you know, some worship devotionals to just prepare your hearts for Advent and just what we're going to be singing about. And I'll share a quick one today, but I think in the future, too, I'll probably write it out, you know, and send it to you throughout the week so that you can, you know, think about it, and maybe I'll post some questions too. That way we can focus more time on singing. But just a really quick one, I was thinking about, you know, there's so many psalms, Psalm 96 and Psalm 146, just all over that talk about sing to the Lord a new song, right? And I always wondered about that, you know, yay, write more songs, write new songs, right? But then, oh, that's really hard to keep singing new songs all the time. And so I thought about it some more, and I think it also means just singing to the Lord in a fresh way, you know, like whether it's renewing your heart, so that even though you're singing in Christ alone for the 50th time, it's new because of where your heart is with the Lord and what you now understand new about the Lord and how he deals with us in our lives. And also, I mean, so that's one way to kind of sing to the Lord a new song. So even though these songs are old, O Come All Ye Faithful, right, in Christ alone, how can you guys sing to the Lord, make it new in your life? So that's a challenge for you guys to think about, you know, whether it's, oh, this lyric stood out for me for the first time, I never thought about that, or, oh, wow, you know, this really touched my heart this time, you know? I remember Mary, Did You Know, you know, that one was just Mary, Did You Know, right? But it was very different for me when I gave birth. It's like, oh, I now have a baby, you know, that I can kiss the face after there's a lyric. So just, you know, experiences in your life and just what God does in your life will kind of make these songs new for you. You know, in obvious but also subtle ways. So the other way that it's new is just even coming and singing in this choir, arrangements can make an old song new. And that is what I'm trying to get the worship team to do is, you know, instead of playing it the same old way, you know, like how about, you know, repeat something different or change the chords or do a new arrangement, jazz it up a little bit, speed up the tempo, add drums. I mean, there's so many ways you can sing an old song and make it new, right? So anyway, just look out for that, right? Sing to the Lord a new song, even the songs that we're singing today in worship. See if you can catch something new about the lyrics or something the worship team does or something the Spirit does in your heart. That's just a challenge. So, okay. So anyway, let's get started and did we do O Come All Ye Faithful at the very end last time?
I think we did the first part.
Just the first part, right?
Not the...
Okay, so let's start with O Come All Ye Faithful, and then we'll review the Come Thou Long Expected, and then we'll learn something new. So, let's hear how the chorus sounds.
Thank you.
down for the beginning. Oh, we got to jump all the way down, right? Okay, so that's the order. So let's go over Sing Choirs of Angels. I think, Sopranos, you guys got it. That's pretty much the melody. It gets interesting later.
Can I make sure I understand? It's verse one, chorus one, verse two, chorus one, and then verse two, first three, chorus two.
You got it.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, so we're going to sing chorus one twice, that means. Okay? Any other questions? Okay, so going with the altos for Sing Choirs of Angels, you guys are the same note as what you ended on after Christ the Lord. We're gonna go Sing Choirs of Angels, sing in exaltation. Just that part again. Sing in exaltation. Go on. Sing all ye sinners. really hard to say Joel's. So it's gonna be Gels. So just open up that vowel. Yeah. Angels, I sound better than angels. Right? Sounds terrible. But yeah, everything is gonna change when you sing it. Okay, let's hear sopranos and altars together. You can go down if you want. Glory to God. It's a little bit tricky to jump around though. Okay, let's go on to tenors.
Thank you.
let's move on to, I'm gonna teach you the rest of the song, and then we'll put it all together. Come back. So chorus two is my favorite, super fun, because there's kind of an echo here. So let's start with the basses this time, because they're always waiting around. So we'll do... oh, sorry, you know that there's a typo there. The bass, instead of saying will come, you should say will praise. Can you take a pencil and cross that come out and put praise? Because I was like, huh, will come? That doesn't make sense. So will praise, okay? So you're gonna go. Better. had you change the last minute, like. In place of that tied G note. Does that make sense? So it'll be like, oh dear, I always pick the wrong one.
Thank you.
That's not too bad. Okay, how about we stand? I'll try the whole thing. Okay. With all the repeats. So let's see if we don't lose anyone, okay? So, especially me. Let's start with verse one, unison, O come all you people. I like starting easy because it gets everyone their bearings and not too bad, right? So start from the beginning. One, two, three.
And chorus two. Okay.
Yeah, because it makes sense, right? We have to do the oh, come, let us adore him again.
Okay.
And then, so how are we going to do that? Okay, that means that we will have to jump from the back of chorus one. That's bar eight. You will have to maybe make a note that, like an arrow, that jumps all the way to bar 22. So your eyes were gonna are gonna have to go. Oh come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Jump to 22. We'll praise your name forever. Yeah, that's probably what we're gonna have to do. Mm-hmm. I think I saved paper. That's what happened. And then I just expected you guys to be able to jump all around. Cause it's nice to fit it all on two pages. So you don't have to turn a page. So that means a little. Extra possibilities of getting lost. But I think you guys got it. I think naturally you wanted to go to O come let us adore him. I think all of you guys were like, why are we going to we'll praise your name forever. Okay, so after, let's see. So basically we're going to sing chorus one a lot. It is just at the very end, we'll do chorus two when we do that. That means he might not repeat chorus two, because that's already a lot of choruses. But I'll ask Nick and we'll find out the exact format, okay? So let's try it from, where should we go? Let's try it from Seeing Choirs of Angels, just to practice going back to chorus one and then to Yea, Lord, We Greet Thee. So let's try from Seeing Choirs of Angels. Back to chorus one again. So we do honor that repeat. Mm-hmm. Oh come let us adore him, oh come let us adore him. It's just at that point when you're ending, oh come let us adore him, Christ the Lord, instead of singing the verse again, you're gonna jump to chorus two, which is the specialty one, the we'll praise your name forever. Does that make sense? So you're jumping around, but it's within this page. You don't have to turn any pages. Does that make sense? Yeah, sorry. Normally I would write it out. This is actually good training, though, for those of you guys who want to join worship team one day. They won't write anything out. You just, what you have to do is you just have to have chunks in your head. You have to just think verse. Okay, this is chorus. This is the bridge. And this is the pre-chorus. Because the worship leader could jump to anything at any time. And I was on a team where we didn't practice. We just watched the leader. And he could go back to the pre-chorus. And he could do the chorus three more times. He could go back to the verse, and you just had to be ready. And he couldn't really write it out. So you just have to, like, think chunks. Okay, so we're going to think verse, and then chorus one, verse, chorus two, and just kind of be ready for everything. But luckily with Evergreen, we do write out the format. So there shouldn't be any surprises. Okay, good question. Any other questions, or want me to go over anything else? Okay, so for Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, I just wanted to run through that chorus again. We don't have to go over the verses. So Israel's strength is... So the parts again, I'll just go through it real quick. For altos, you guys are... Israel's strength. Sopranos, you guys get some pretty oohs. Sopranos, tenors, and basses, you get some oohs. when you hear in Christ, you're gonna go in Christ, okay? So you're gonna hear, ready? Love, ready, go. that sounded really nice, you guys. Let's try the second verse, just for fun. In Christ alone who took on flesh. So same exact notes, different words. This is a challenge, right? It just trips me up. Let's do it. In Christ alone who took on flesh. Same place. One, two. In Christ alone. Like 2.5 songs today. Mm-hmm. Good job, you guys. Okay, thank you.